是夏天的第一天。
This is the first day of summer.
你有没有感觉到暖暖的？
Do you feel the warmth?
今天我们要分享的题目是改变生命的主。
The sermon of today is life-changing Lord.
我不知道我们喜欢被改变吗？
Do you like to be changed?
事实上我发现大部分人并不喜欢的。
Most of us don't like it.
除非物质的事情。
Except for material things.
我们希望我们更富有。
So we want to be richer.
我们希望我们的车子更大。
So we want to have a bigger car.
我们希望我们的房子更多。
More spacious room.
但是呢，一旦讲到我这个人的时候呢，我就不太愿意被改变。
But about ourselves, we don't want to be changed at all.
像有的女孩子希望她永远就待在十八岁。
Like girls, forever 21.
所以人家问她多少岁，她都不太愿意回答。
So they would not like to disclose their age.
我们这个人，我们不喜欢被改变的。
So ourselves don't like to be changed.
但是在这里有一个很好的消息。
But there's a good news.
这位能够改变你生命的，他只有把你越改变越好。
But there's a good news. Life will be changed for the better.
我们来看今天的经文，约翰福音第一章。
Let's read the verses together. It's in John chapter 1.
我念中文，你们跟着我念。如果你英文的话，就请跟 James 一起念。第三十五节，我们一起来。在次日，约翰同两个门徒站在那里。
The next day, John was there again with two of his disciples.
他见耶稣行走，就说：“看哪，这是神的羔羊。”
When he saw Jesus passing by, he said, "Look, the Lamb of God."
两个门徒听见他的话，就跟从了耶稣。When the two disciples heard him say this.They follow Jesus. 在这里讲到了这个是施洗约翰。
So we're talking about John the Baptist.
他教导了两个门徒。
He had two disciples.
他的门徒跟随他。
And they follow him.
他教导他们。
So he taught him.
但是当施洗约翰看到耶稣出现的时候，他就高声的在那里宣告说：“看啊，上帝的羔羊。”
So when John the Baptist saw Jesus, he said, "Look, the Lamb of God."
他辛辛苦苦教导了这两个门徒，就跟着跑掉。
So he took time teaching his two disciples, but those two disciples followed Jesus instead.
我们看接下来发生什么事情。三十八节，我们一起来。
耶
稣转过身来，看
见
他们
跟
着，就问他们说：“你们要什么？”他们说：“拉比在哪里住？”
Turning around,
Jesus saw them following and asked, "What do you want?"
They said,
"Rabbi, where are you staying?" 耶稣说：“你们来看。”他们就去看他在哪里住，这一天便与他同住。那时约有深正了。
Come, he replied, and you will see.
So they went and saw where he was staying and spent that day with him. It was about the 10th hour. 好，当耶稣与他们同住了一天的以后呢，事情就开始发生了转变了。
So Jesus stayed with them for one day, and things started to change.
我们再念四十节，听见
约翰
的话，跟从耶稣的那两个人，一个是西门彼得的兄弟安德烈。
Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, was one of the two who heard what John had said and now had followed Jesus.
他先找到自己的哥哥西门，对他说：“我们遇见弥赛亚了。”
The first thing Andrew did was to find his brother Simon and tell him, "We have found the Messiah."
这位叫做安德烈，他是彼得的弟弟。
So Andrew is Peter's brother.
事实上，我们刚才已经介绍，安德烈是在原来是在施洗约翰的下面来做学习做门徒的。
Andrew was one of John the Baptist's disciple.
所以当他的老师说：“看啊，上帝的羔羊。”他马上就跟上去了。
When the teacher said, "Look, the Lamb of God," immediately he followed.
在这里，圣经所记载的是真人真事。
It's all about the true happening.
不是一个道理。
So it's not just a theory.
所以盼望我们也来看一个真人他所发生的事情。
It's about the real person, real happening.
当他老师说：“看啊，上帝的羔羊。”他就跟上去了。
So when the teacher said, "The Lamb of God," he followed Jesus.
这样的一位安德烈，他不是领袖，他是一个跟随者。
So you can tell Andrew was a follower, not a leader.
所以老师一说，他就跟上去了，他都没有考虑，他就没有想，他就跟上去了。
When the teachers instruct, he followed.
结果呢，耶稣回头对他说，你们要什么？
So Jesus turned around, what do you want from me?
他却回答说，你在哪里住？
And he asked, where do you stay?
实际上我们今天来看，就是他在那个情况之下答非所问了。
So he didn't give the right answer.
为什么？因为他愣住了，他不知道怎么可能耶稣突然这么问他这么一句话，说你要什么？
He didn't expect Jesus to ask such a question.
就有点像我们中国的诸葛亮《出师表》里面讲到，临表涕泣啊，不知所云。
So just like one of the old saying, when you think about it, tears dropping, but you don't know what to say.
他是一个内向，并没有很多主见的人。
Andrew was an introvert.
他是一个反应比较慢的人。
And slow to react.
结果呢，他跟着耶稣去呢，他跟他住了一天。
He stayed with Jesus for one day.
他在那一天的时间里面，他开始有了转变。
Then things started to change.
他一天完了以后，他立刻回去做第一件事情。
So immediately, what he did?
他去找他的哥哥彼得。
Looking for his brother Peter.
我们对圣经有点了解的话，我们就认识彼得是怎么样的一位。
So from Bible, we knew how Peter was.
他是大哥。
So he was the elder brother.
他非常的冲动，也非常的刚硬。
So he was arrogant and he was impetuous.
而且他自己有非常有个人的主张。
He is strong-willed.
他后来在十二个门徒里面，他每一次都是带头冲的。
So he always led.
要像这样的人来传福音是很不容易的。
Sometimes difficult to spread the gospel to those people.
像一个脾气很刚烈的人要传福音不容易。
It's difficult to spread the gospel to a strong-willed person.
并且是向长辈来传福音。
Sometimes it's difficult to spread the gospel to your elder.
我不知道我们当中，你信了耶稣以后呢，你曾经向你的长辈传福音的，请你举手一下。
Have you ever spread the gospel to your elders?
一位，两位，三位，四位，就四位而已哈。
Just
所以不容易哈。
So it's difficult.
而且他大哥的脾气呢，很暴躁的。
And Peter was short-tempered also.
一个本来很内向、很害羞、不是领袖的人，只是做跟随者的，却向他的大哥来传福音。
An introvert, a follower, instead spreading the gospel to his elder brother.
当耶稣问他话的时候，他都吞吞吐吐，不知道怎么回答，是一个没有什么主见的人，他却向他的大哥去传福音。
Andrew couldn't even answer properly to Jesus' question. Now he spread the gospel to his brother.
这个人被耶稣摸着了，他的生命改变了。
So his life was touched by Jesus and changed.
不仅仅是他向他的大哥传福音，后来在圣经里面的记载也看到安德烈向许许多多人来传福音。
Not only to Peter, he also spread gospel to many others.
我们记不记得五饼二鱼的时候，耶稣在那里行神迹之前，就是这位安德烈把那个孩童带到耶稣的面前，因为这个孩童有身上有五饼和二鱼。
Do you remember the five bread two fish miracle? It was Andrew who led the kid to Jesus.
就是因为安德烈的介绍，所以耶稣在这里行了一个喂饱五千人的神迹。
So Andrew introduced this kid, and Jesus performed miracle on 5,000 people.
到后来的日子里面呢，耶稣即将要上十字架之前呢，这位安德烈呢也带着西利尼人来到耶稣的面前。
So before Jesus died on the cross, Andrew led the Cyrenian came to him.
他一想到他立刻呢就把他的哥哥呢领去见耶稣了。
So immediately he brought his brother to Jesus.
接下来耶稣就看着他的哥哥，就是彼得。我们在四十二节这里讲到说，耶稣看着他说，你是
约翰的
儿
子
西门，你要称为基法，就是彼得。
So let's read together.
And he brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, You are Simon, son of John. You will be called Cephas. Translated is Peter.刚才我们看到安德烈跟主住了一天，他生命上开始转变了。
So Andrew just stayed with Jesus for one day, and his life was changed.
我们现在再来看第二位彼得。
So let's look at Peter now.
刚才已经介绍他是一个很冲动的人。
So he was short-tempered and quick to act.
他的讲话也是非常冲的。
So he's very direct.
他很有自己的一套一套伟大的意见。
So he's very opinionated.
而且他这个人呢，一旦他决定了以后呢，他就往前冲，他不会考虑别人的想法的。
So he usually acts on his own thought without others' consideration.
耶稣一见到彼得的时候，他二话不说啊，先把他改名字。
So immediately Jesus changed his name.
你们知道彼得这个意思事实上是什么？是石头的意思。
So what Peter means was rock.
如果是你的话，你会接受吗？
So will you accept such name?
事实上，耶稣当面就把他改名字。你有没有遇到有一个人这样的，跟他也从来不熟识，一见面就把你的名字改了？你高兴不高兴？
If a person first met you and changed your name, how would you take it?
从外面来看，好像耶稣很不客气，也不太尊重。
So no respect.
好像在跟彼得说：“你很冲吗？我比你还更猛。”
So it means I'm more opinion than you are.
所以来一个措手不及啊，跟耶稣碰了一面，回去走到路上说：“哎，奇怪，我的名字给改了。”
So that surprised Peter being changed his name.
还没有搞清楚啊，名字已经变了。
So all of a sudden he changed into Peter.
用了30年的名字没有经过同意，竟然被换掉了。
So the name he used 30 years be changed on the spot.
换名字其实不是很方便的一件事情啊。
It's not a convenient thing to change your name.
我有一位认识一位从国内来的外科医生。
So I know the surgeon from mainland China.
我认识他的时候，他已经是快70岁的人。
So when I knew him, he was about 70.
他来到美国呢，他说我要适应美国。
So he said, I need to adjust the life in America.
所以他就把自己的名字呢换了一个英文名字。
So he gave himself an English name.
结果有一天。他的儿子就跟他讲说：“奇怪，有一个人打电话来说要找 Peter。”
So one day his son said, "Well, a man called asked for Peter."
我跟他讲说：“我们这边没有 Peter。”
And we don't have Peter here.
他爸爸说：“我就是 Peter。”
And the dad said, "I am Peter."
所以改名字不是很方便的一件事情。
So you know it's causing inconvenience.
这个彼得他有这么样的有冲动的一个人，耶稣一见面，立刻把他名字改掉了。
So Peter was such an impetuous person, and immediately his name was changed by Jesus.
耶稣认识他
because Jesus knew him.
耶稣要改变他
Jesus changed him.
耶稣用这么样的强烈的方法来改变他
So this is a way to change him.
当然，他往后的日子里面，他有很多自己的一套方法
Of course, afterwards he has his own way.
他老是有自己的意见
He is still opinionated.
但是你知道吗？这一位彼得后来被改变，这个石头就改变、改变、改变，到最后，耶稣说：“你要成为教会的磐石。”
So he turned into the rock which church built upon.
最后，耶稣要离开他的时候，耶稣就对这位彼得说：“我实实在在的告诉你，你年少的时候自己束上带子，随意往来。”
So when you're younger, you put on your clothes and went.Anywhere you want.
但你年老的时候，你要伸出手来，别人要把你束上，带你到不愿意去的地方。
So when you're old, you spread out your hand, and people put on clothes and took you where they led you.
耶稣说这话是指着彼得要怎样死，荣耀上帝。
This is foretold how Peter was going to die for Jesus.
说了这话，就对彼得说：“你跟从我吧。”
So afterwards, he said, "Follow me."
这位自己很有意见的，到最后放下了自己，伸出自己的双手，让人家捆绑，带他到不愿意去的地方，在那里为耶稣来受死。
So he dropped his own opinion and followed Jesus.
就是一个起头，耶稣直接在他的生命做了工作，把他的名字改了。
It all started when Jesus changed his name.
耶稣有这样的能力改变这样一个人没有办法改变的一个顽石。到最后能够跟随这位耶稣
Jesus has the power to change such a stubborn person like Peter to follow him
不再靠自己的一套
Peter no longer rely on himself
把自己能够放下来
and drop himself
他的生命被改变了
and change his own life
接下来我们来看又次日我们一起来念好43节又次日耶稣想要往加利利去
遇见
腓
利
就
对
他
说来
跟
从
我
吧
Now, the next day, Jesus decided to leave for Galilee. Finding Philip, he said to him, "Follow me." 44, 44节，这腓利是伯撒大人和安德烈、彼得同城。Philip, like Andrew and Peter, was from the town of Bethsaida. 耶稣去找腓利。接下来我们再看他找的时候发生什么事情。45节。腓利找着拿但业，对他说：“摩西在律法上所写的， 和众先知所记的那一位，我们遇见了，就是约瑟的儿子拿撒勒人耶稣。
Philip found Nathanael and told him, "We have found the one Moses wrote about in the law, and the whom the prophets was also wrote, Jesus the Nazareth, the son of Joseph."
四十六节，拿但业对他说：“拿撒勒能出什么好的吗？”腓力说：“你来看
，Nazareth,
can anything good come from there?" Nathanael asked, "Come and see," said Philip.我们现在来看第三位，这位腓力。
So let's look at Philip.
腓力是主耶稣主动的、特意的去寻找拜访的人。
Philip was looked after by Jesus.
我们从腓力所讲的话里面，我们可以认识他一些地方。
So we can know Philip from the story.
他是一个花过时间去了解旧约圣经的人。
He spent some time in the Old Testament.
所以他说，摩西在律法上所写的和众先知所记的。
So he said, "We have found the one Moses wrote about in the law, and about whom the prophets also wrote."
他是一个有背景、有文化的人。
So he's a cultured man.
在当时来讲是一个读过书的人。
So he's a learned man also.
是一个当时很有条件在人面前骄傲的人。
So he may be proud of his own accomplishment.
你知道自己有那么一点点的人骄傲起来的时候呢？他对人的态度就不太一样的。
So this kind of person usually comes with an attitude.
如果你对我客气的话，或许我会指点你一点点。
So if you're courteous to me, maybe I'll show you something.
你如果带着一个请教、谦卑的态度来的话，我会给你一点方向的。
So if you humble yourself, I may give you some direction.
但是如果你对我讲话不客气的话，甚至还想在我面前耍骄傲的话，那门都没有啊！我把你放在门外。
So if you show no respect to me, then I will just leave you outside.
所以当耶稣找到他以后呢，他去找他的朋友拿但业，他告诉他说：“我终于寻找到了。”
So Nathanael found his friend Nathanael said, "Come and see."
就是说，在旧约的圣经里面所记载的，一直在那应许要来的那一位，我找到了。
So he found the promised Messiah.
这是我梦寐以求的，我寻找到了耶稣。
I've been looking for that.
你可以想象他这样一个有学问、有条件的人，找到他所想要的时候，那心中的高兴啊，那简直是难以形容的。
So you can imagine his indescribable joy.
但是他的这位朋友拿但业呢，对他说：“拿撒勒还能够出什么好的吗
？”But the response from Nathanael said, "Nazareth, can any good things come out from there?"
他好像是在对拿但业说，好像对腓力说：“腓力啊，你是不是有长眼睛啊？你能够分辨什么吗
？”So he was kind of looking down upon Philip. You probably look at the wrong place.
当耶稣主动来找腓力的时候，腓力被改变了。
So when Jesus found Philip, Philip's life was changed.
他是一个有条件骄傲的人。
So he's the man of pride.
当拿但业用一个轻视的态度回答他的时候呢，他却用好言的相劝说：“你来看。”
When Nathanael despised his finding, but he asked, "Come and see."
一个骄傲的人要改变，其实是非常困难的。
It's very difficult to change a prideful person.
但是耶稣改变他了。
But Jesus changed Philip.
我们再来看这位很比腓力更骄傲的拿但业。
So let's think.That's Nathanael, probably.
我们再念一次第四十六节。拿但业对他说：“拿撒勒还能出什么好的吗？”腓力说：“你来看。”
Nazareth, can anything good come from there?
Nathanael asked, "Come and see," said Philip. 四十七节，耶稣看见拿但业来，就指着他说：“看哪，这是个真以色列人，他心里是没有诡诈的。”
When Jesus saw Nathanael approaching, he said of him, "Here is a true Israelite, in whom there is nothing false."
四十八节，拿但业对耶稣说：“你从哪里知道我呢？”耶稣回答说：“腓力，你还没有招呼你，你在无花果树底下，我就看见你了。”
How do you know me? Nathanael
asked.Jesus answered, "I saw you while you were still under the fig tree before Philip called you." 弟兄姐妹，耶稣听到拿撒勒在讲话。
So Jesus heard what Nathanael said.
拿撒勒还能够出什么好的吗?
Anything good come of Nazareth?
这是一个轻视的成见。
It despised upon Jesus.
是一个骄傲的宣告。
So it's a prideful statement.
好像在那里说啊, 我可是好山好水地方来的, 一个穷乡僻壤, 没有背景, 没有条件的, 难道能够登堂入室吗?
I came from a metropolis. How can a small place like this came out from
something good? 弟兄姐妹们, 一个骄傲的背后啊, 其实是隐藏着一个非常深的自卑啊。
Usually behind the pride, this is inferiority complex.
有这样自卑的人, 他必须用一个骄傲把它遮掩起来。
They want to hide their inferior complex.
一个狂妄的人的背面呢, 往往有一段被人讥笑, 也瞧不起的伤痛的回忆。
So arrogant person probably was hurt before.
这样一个带着受伤的人呢, 他常常借着把别人贬低呢, 期望能够偷偷地医治他里面过去的痛苦。
So wounded ego try to hurt others to elevate themselves.
他盼望借着这样能够讨回过去被人家践踏的自尊。
So this is a one way to revenge.
被人家忽略，被人家轻视的债务， 希望借着这样讨回来。
Try to retrieve their own self-respect.
耶稣亲耳听到他在那里说， 拿撒勒还能够出什么好的呢？
Jesus heard anything good out of Nazareth.
但是这位耶稣把他自己的心向他敞开。
But Jesus opened his heart to Nazareth.
这位耶稣承受他伸出的呐喊跟呼求。
So Jesus called out to Nathanael.
这位耶稣许可拿单业来伤害他。
So he allowed Nathanael to such statement.
耶稣把他的痛苦吸收进来，并且吞下去了。
So Jesus absorbed his hurt.
结果耶稣怎么回答呢？
So what was Jesus' response?
他说：“看啊，这是个真以色列人，他心里是没有诡诈的。”
Here's his response. He is a true Israelite in whom there is nothing false.
弟兄姐妹，你看到耶稣没有？
Did you see Jesus?
这位耶稣是怎么样的一位耶稣啊？
What kind of person was Jesus?
你说他不能改变人吗？
Can he change people?
当然可以。
Of course he can.
结果拿单也听到这样的话的时候， 他的内心不愿意让人看见的伤痛， 得到了安慰。
So he comforted Nathanael.
所以他只能说， 你从哪里知道我呢？
So he said, how do you know me?
其实往往一个受过伤害的人， 他是在那里寻找一个真正能够了解他， 认识他的人。
People hurt looking for someone who really understands them.
哦，何等的孤单啊， 何等的寂寞， 这个世界。
Those people are lonely.
耶稣充满了体谅和关怀来回应他。
Jesus was so understanding, responding to his comment.
腓力还没有招呼你， 你在无花果树底下， 我就看见了。
Jesus answered, I saw you while you were still under the fig tree before Philip called you.
一个被忽视轻看的灵魂， 当他发现这位慈爱的耶稣， 完全的接纳他， 完全的包容他。
He was neglected. Now Jesus accepted him without any condition.
生命改变了。
Life was changed.
一个知心的朋友， 一个体谅我的主， 我一定愿意把我自己交托给你。
Of course you want to give yourself to an understanding Lord.
结果他怎么样的回答呢？
Then how he respond?
我们一起来念第49节。
拿单也说，拉比，你是神的儿子，你是以色列的王。
Then Nazareth declared, Rabbi, you are the Son of God, you are the King of Israel. 耶稣对他说，因为我说在无花果树底下看见你，你就信吗？你将要看见比这更大的事。
Jesus said, you believe because I told you, I saw you under the fig tree. You shall see greater things than that.
他变化了。最后一节，51节，我们一起来。又说，我实实在在的告诉你们，你们将要看见天开了，神的使者上去下来，在人子的身上。Then
he added, I tell you the truth, you shall see heaven open, and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man.
弟兄姐妹，他当他发现这位 包容他，接纳他，伸开双手许可他来伤害他的这位耶稣的时候，他看见了一幅图画。
So when Jesus accepted him, open arm, he saw the picture.
他看见了，经过两年多以后，彼得才看见了一件事情。
He saw something that later saying to the Peter.
他看见他说，你是上帝的儿子，你是以色列的王。
So he said, you're the son of man, you're the king of Israel.
记不记得彼得当他做这样宣告的时候呢？耶稣对他说，西门巴约拿，你是有福的，因为这不是属肉体的指示你的，乃是我在天上的父指示你的。
Remember 2 years later, and Jesus said, Peter, you are blessed because only God can give you this vision.
但是拿但业在这个时候就看见了。
But 2 years ago, Nathaniel saw this.
这个是生命上真的做了转变的人才有办法看见的一件事情。
This is only can come with a person life really changed.
主耶稣在这里讲到说，你要看见天开了。
They said you will see heaven open.
事实上，如果讲天开了，也就是说，这个时候天是关闭的。
When they say heaven open, means that heaven was closed.
人看不见属天的事情。
We cannot see the heavenly thing.
整天在地上爬来爬去，就在那边寻找地上的。
We're just worried about the secular thing in the world.
还觉得很有意义，很有价值。
And took all our toys and time.
但是耶稣把他生命改变的时候，他看见了永恒。
When the life changed, you can see heaven open.
弟兄姐妹。这四位，他们的生命都被改变了。
So all those people mentioned, their life were changed.
这位改变生命的主在安德烈的身上，是因为安德烈的师父这样的一宣告，他就跟随了。
So Andrew, because the teacher said, he followed.
他的个性是很内向的，他是一个跟随者。
Andrew was introverted and a follower.
可能今天来说，就是他是一个很害羞的人。
He was shy.
但是就是因为那一天主与他同在，他改变了。
Because Jesus was with him and his life was changed.
我们来看彼得。
And also Simon Peter.
他是一个很冲动的人。
He was impetuous.
就是因为弟弟的勇敢的把他引荐到耶稣的面前。
Because his brother Andrew introduced him.
他却遇到了耶稣非常强烈的冲击，把他名字改了。
And Jesus changed his name right on the spot.
接下来我们来看腓力。
And about Philip.
腓力是主耶稣自己刻意的去寻找他的。
Jesus made the effort to find him.
他是一个读过圣经的人。
He was a learned man, knows a lot about Bible.
他是一个在寻找真理的人。
He was looking for truth.
但是他遇见了耶稣。
He came across Jesus.
他的生命改变了。
His life was changed.
我们再来看拿但业。
And about Nathaniel.
腓力一个谦卑诚意的引荐，带领了这位一个轻视傲慢态度的拿但业。
So Philip was humble, but Nathaniel was prideful.
但是主耶稣对他的包容和忍耐，把他接纳了。
But Jesus still accepted him.
他的生命改变了。
So his life was changed.
弟兄姐妹，这四个人事实上就是后来的十二个使徒，也就是这四个人就占了耶稣使徒里面的三分之一。
So this is one third of the 12 disciples.
每一个人有各种不同的方式遇见耶稣。
They all have different ways of encounter Jesus.
不管他是哪一种人来到耶稣面前，耶稣都可以改变他们。
It doesn't matter. Jesus can change you all.
这个改变发生了一件天大的事情。
So it's an important thing.
耶稣基督的福音传遍了世界。
That's why the gospel spread to the end of the world.
许许多多的人生命改变了。
So many lives were changed.
离开黑暗，迎向光明。
So darkness no more, go into light.
从仇恨转变到爱。
So no more hatred, but full of love.
从一个以自我中心转变到以上帝的荣耀为中心。
So self-centered to God-centered.
何等的奇妙。
So how wonderful.
这四个人，我不知道哪一个人是比较能够形容你呢？
So does any of you, did any of the model of those four apply to you?
耶稣都在呼唤你。
So Jesus is calling out to you.
你渴望你的生命有一个改变吗？
Do you want your life to be changed?
这个改变是有意义、有价值的。
It's meaningful and valuable.
不是为短暂，乃是为永恒。
It's not just for temporary, but for eternity.
你可以有永恒的生命，在这个短暂的世界为耶稣发光。
So you can have eternity and just during your temporary stay on earth for his glory.
你可能是一个内向的人。
Maybe you're introvert.
一个冲动的人。
Or maybe you're impetuous.
一个有学问的人。
Maybe you're learned.
或者是一个受伤的人。
Or maybe you're hurt.
耶稣都接纳你的。
Jesus will accept you all.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.